Hey you guys, my name is Erica, and today I'm going to be talking to you about musical stereotypes. There are a lot of stereotypes out there about music, and the first set that I would like to cover are about boy bands. One stereotype says that their fans range from the ages of 12 to 18, which isn't true because they have fans out there who are in their 30s and 40s and have kids. The next stereotype is that they don't have any tattoos. Well, Harry Styles from One Direction and Callum Hood from 5-6 of Summer both have tattoos. Another stereotype is that they don't smoke, which is also a lie because Zayn Malik and Louis Tomlinson from One Direction have been seen smoking. Another stereotype is that they never swear. Well, Niall Horan from One Direction has said that he doesn't like to talk in interviews because he finds it hard not to swear, so clearly this isn't true. The next set of stereotypes that I would like to talk about is about rap music. One stereotype says that all rap songs are violent. Well, the artist J. Cole has beautiful, non-violent lyrics that he pours his heart and soul into. Another stereotype is that rappers are uneducated. Well, if you look at Lil Wayne's background history, he has a degree in English, so there's no way that's true. The next stereotype is that only black people can rap. Well, there are rappers out there such as Mac Miller and Eminem who are white, and Pitbull who's Cuban American. The next set of stereotypes that I'd like to talk about are about pop music. One stereotype is that people who listen to pop music are preppy, meaning that they're selfish and just plain mean. Well, I listen to pop music, and the people that I know that listen to pop music are as selfless as possible, and they're extremely nice, so there's no way that's true. The next one is that American singers get paid more than British singers, when in reality, British singers actually get paid more in pounds than American singers ever will. The next one is that only white people can sing pop music, or only black people can listen to pop music. Well, this isn't true because Michael Jackson, who is a black male, was crowned the king of pop, and most of the people that I know who are African American listen to pop music. The next one is that girls only like bad boys, basically saying that until the good guy comes around and sweeps her off her feet, she's always going to be seen with the guy in a leather jacket and a lot of tattoos, which isn't true because 9 times out of 10, a girl will find a good guy before she finds a bad one. The next one is about California girls, basically saying that all California girls can surf and know a famous person. Well, we all know that this isn't true, but pop music today portrays it as it is. The next set of stereotypes that I like to talk about is about country music. One saying that if you're not into farming, then you're not country, which is basically like in country music, in their lyrics and in their music videos, all Southerners live on farms, which isn't true because most Southerners live in the city. Another one is that they all own up to 2 to 3 trucks. Well, the South isn't just overgrown weeds and dirt roads. In places like Dallas and Atlanta, they're metropolitan cities, so small, more fuel-efficient cars are better for these kinds of places. Another stereotype is that fried chicken is a food group. Well, Carrie Underwood is a vegetarian, so not all Southerners think this way. Another stereotype is that Southern women wear tighter than tight jeans. Well, the Southern women that I know like to wear comfortable jeans and would like to be able to sit down in them, so there's no way this is true. The next one is that Southern women are constantly trying to raise hell, basically saying that Southern women are always raising hell like their mother taught them. Well, the Southern women that I know are the kindest women that you could ever meet, so there's no way that this is true because not all Southern women are out looking for revenge or trying to, you know, cause craziness. The next set of stereotypes, and the last set of stereotype that I would like to talk about, is about rock music. One stereotype about rock music is that all their songs are about blood and death and drugs and sex, which isn't true because Sleeping with Sirens has a beautiful song called All My Heart, which is about, you know, finding the love of your life and being with her forever. So, you know, it's not about what people would think it is. Another stereotype is that all rock band members sleep around with a bunch of different women, which isn't true because most of them are in serious relationships and are married. Another stereotype is that they are emo or gothic. And, you know, just because they wear the color black or they have long hair doesn't mean that they're emo or have emotional problems or, you know, are on the verge of suicide. Most rock band members are actually very nice and happy people. Another stereotype is that they're all alcoholics, which isn't true because I know that there are some rock band members out there who don't like to drink. And if they do, then it won't be a lot. Another stereotype is that they're all very serious people. Well, I know that there are rock band members out there, such as the members of Fall Out Boy, who have been known to joke around during interviews and to crack jokes and to make like little funny videos to put up on Instagram or Facebook for their fans. So clearly this isn't true about them. I don't understand why people make these kinds of stereotypes. I guess it's just because they don't understand the background of, you know, a particular genre or the people from the who make the music for that genre. But we can't just keep relying on stereotypes, and, you know, we know nothing about these genres of music, but we just make up these crazy things because of one thing that we've seen. So, you know, clearly everybody must act that way because of this one thing that we've seen, when clearly that isn't true. A lot of people, you know, think that all black people listen to rap music, when that isn't true, because I, for one, am an African-American female who listens to rock music and pop music, and when I say that, people look at me like I'm crazy. And it's ridiculous. They shouldn't, because not everybody listens to someone who has Young Money in their name. You know, we just have to open our eyes and our mind to different things, and we can't just, you know, shy away from it because of one thing that we've heard from another person or one thing that we've seen from this one group of people. It just doesn't make any sense that, you know, we allow our ignorance to guide us in what we should listen to or what we should watch. It's ridiculous, but that's how our generation today is, and we have to do something to change that, or else we're always going to be this way. Thank you for listening, and I hope that I was able to enlighten you or open your eyes into something new. And I just want to say, you know, if you are questioning, you know, a certain stereotype, then, you know, ask somebody about it or look it up or, you know, do some research. Just don't just go off of, you know, what you think it is, because it might be wrong and you might end up offending someone. So, you know, just do some research on it and go from there. So thank you for listening again. And I might do another. If not, then oh well. But bye.